If you've ever been enticed by a supposedly risk-free trial for a product online that sounds almost too good to be true, it likely is. A new report from the Better Business Bureau found that many of these online offers are rarely risk-free and can end up costing consumers a lot of money.
Our next guest is here to talk about how common these internet scams are, who gets targeted, and how consumers can safeguard their wallets online.
Jim Timmer is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And first off, the internet is rife with scams, some of which are easier to spot than others. But what's unique about these so-called risk-free trials?
Well, this is a little more sophisticated than a lot of the simple scams you see online. Say, and this time of year, you know, we head into the new year. Many people are thinking weight loss, self-improvement, if it's their skin, their age, whatever it is, they're looking at ways to improve. So maybe you go and Google a certain weight loss medication or a wrinkle reliever, and then you can be redirected through advertising to various landing pages. And some of them look like news reports. And so you start reading about this miracle cure or that miracle cure, and then at the bottom of it, maybe there's a link to a page for a free sample. So you go to that page, and there it lays out again how wonderful this product is going to be, and you're going to lose weight or lose wrinkles or whatever it is. And also you notice that it's has some big celebrity endorsement. Maybe it's Oprah Winfrey or whoever it is. So you think this must be legitimate, and it's free if you don't enjoy it. There's 100% guarantee. So if you return the product, you get your money back. So you think there's not much to lose. So what happens is people sign up for these things without realizing it, without reading the fine print, and instead of getting something for free or a minimal shipping charge, you can be in hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month until you get it to stop.
Now, you talked about skincare and weight loss and other miracle cures. What other kind of products are usually being sold?
Well, I mean, you can think of these just about anywhere. I mean, sometimes in the old days, it used to be gym memberships that people had to look out for the fine print on them, you know, like you could get out of it after 90 days.
Right.
It might be something you download today. It might be signing up for some kind of streaming service. There are so many places, and some are legitimate with their money-back guarantees. I don't want to say that anyone that poses a money-back guarantee is a fraudster out there, but we find, especially our study, we did a national study, and over the past 3 years, we've had almost 37,000 complaints just to the BBB about these type of free trial offers. And according to the government, the FTC over the last 10 years, believe it or not, over $1 billion has been lost to scammers in this type of behavior.
You know, on average, when people get sucked into these so-called deals, how much money are they typically losing on average?
Well, actually, on average, our average loss per person is $186. Some have lost thousands. Some lose less than that.
Wow.
What happens once you sign up for one of these and they say, you know, send it back within 10 days, well, first of all, you might not get the product until it's 5 or 6 days, and then you may have to contact them and get a code. The scammers make it very difficult. Again, there are some legitimate folks who offer free trials, but if you're on a website and you can't find an address, an actual physical address for a company, it's a big red flag. If you can't find the detailed description of the program and you don't really know what you're signing up for, it's another red flag. And actually, any of the celebrity endorsements we're finding out is another big sign that it's fake. Celebrity endorsements, celebrities also, they put things out on their social media pages that these are all fake and they don't fall for them. You know, they have nothing to do with them. Some of these even, you know, we've all filled out credit card information online. Once you put that in there and hit submit, the actual fine print isn't until you would scroll down way past that, past blank areas on the page, and it would tell you how much things really cost. You even have to be careful on the phone. You know, sometimes people phone and it's not all done on the web. And they may say, oh, and also would you like this other product that's just as good? And you sign up for that, and then it's another $90 a month or whatever it is. And as long as they make it difficult for you or they mislead you, people are going to be losing their money. And a lot of these things also then are basically placebos. They aren't even actual, you know, weight loss pills or wrinkle relief, whatever it is, it's nothing.
Jim Timmer is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, and we're talking about some of the dangers of these so-called risk-free trials for products online. Jim, you talked about the so-called celebrity endorsements that aren't really celebrity endorsements. And the question that I have is, you know, are the Oprah Winfreys and the Ellen DeGeneres and so many others that get that are marketed with these products, are they taking action, suing these, be taking legal action, suing some of these products that are using their name and likeness for these scams?
Well, a lot of these scams are, we'll say, come and go. They're kind of fly by night. They'll put their stuff out there. So they're difficult to say, we're going to sue you. Sometimes you can't even find out who they are. Websites can be put up anywhere in the entire world. A lot of these don't originate in the United States, so it's difficult for law enforcement to go after them. But if you look at the social media of these stars, they'll say, we are not affiliated. We aren't doing this. We aren't doing that. Again, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, their public persona is worth a great deal of money. Whatever it is that they actually support, they're getting reimbursed for that. They stand behind it. So whenever you see, and we tell people, and we have found out through this study that we've done, almost all of the celebrity endorsements that you find on internet products, especially if it's related to free money-back guarantees, are almost all fake.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim.
No, I just said, you can almost use that then as a red flag. If you see some free trial offer and they claim that it's got some celebrity endorser, right there you should stop and back off.
Now, these sites will argue that it clearly says in the fine print the parameters for canceling a free trial or returning a product. In your experience and assessment, how good are consumers at reading fine print like this?
Well, they aren't very good at it. A lot of times they try and make it as confusing. And I'm not talking, again, about the legitimate businesses that do this.
Right.
I'm talking about the scammers out there. They will hide things. They'll make it sound like you can get out of it easy. But if there's a strict time limit, that's another problem. Because if they say you have to return almost the full product within 10 days, you don't get it for 5 days. I mean, it's very difficult to get it back. It shouldn't be that difficult, and the onus on the consumer to try and fulfill the terms of the contract, or if you can't even find the contract. If there's any problem like that, you really have to think about what you're doing. Or if you think it's free and they tell you there'll be a recurring monthly charge on your credit card, and you see that, and you can't contact the company because they don't have contact information. And then maybe you contact your credit card company, which is the best thing you can do after that, and say, stop these charges. I never authorized this to come out of my bank account, and I would like to get a refund. Now, there are troubles sometimes getting refunds through credit cards for these sham operations, but at least you can try and stop additional payments.
And speaking of which, besides calling your credit card company and having them make a stop on a payment to one of these scams, for those people who have gotten stuck with some of these products or trials, what other recourse do they have in recouping some of their losses if the credit card route isn't working?
Well, if the credit card route isn't working, it's very difficult to get money back from these companies, if not impossible. They are not. They will, again, look to whatever documentation that they have and say they did this legally. You may not even be able to find them. Again, they could go out of business. They change their name. They put up a different website 6 weeks from now, so you can't even trace them down. We can use the information, however. The Federal Trade Commission, the BBB, even the FBI uses this information. We pool it together like we did in these studies. So then we can find the commonalities. I can tell you that over 70% of people that fall for this scam are usually female because the products and the advertisements appeal to that. It's across ages. Ages are spread pretty evenly, although there's a slight bump in the 30 to 39 age group. It's all of North America as well, and spreading to other parts of the world. We found that this is, in the English-speaking world, U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia. In Australia, this went up 400% in the past year. So these scammers, again, they work across the entire globe. And it's the widest kind of brush that they can use because they can pick people off everywhere. And again, in a few weeks, in a few months, they change to a different product and a new website, and you don't even know where they went.
And finally, Jim, with about a minute left, if people are either a victim of what they feel is a scam or if something looks like a scam, how do they report it?
Well, you can report it on our BBB Scam Tracker, which is a kind of a heat map, if you will, of what's going on. You can look at your own zip code. You can look somewhere across the country where you have friends or relatives and find out what scams are happening right there. You report that information. We share it with other BBBs, with the public, and with law enforcement. So, again, when we can share that information, we empower our community. We empower each other to try and stop these criminals from taking money from folks that would rather spend it on themselves.
Jim, it was a pleasure having you on for a few minutes. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and your listeners. Thank you.
Jim Timmer is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. He joined us today to talk about why risk-free trials online are sometimes clever scams and how people can protect their wallets on the internet.